Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I'm going to talk about traffic laws. Now, I'm not sure I've always been a great rule follower. I tend to need to know the why behind rules. But I've learned over 58 years that one's logic or thought process is not always the same as those who set up the rules. But I have come to appreciate that for society, for civilization to function, you have to have some sort of agreement on how people are going to live with one another. And in general, having an opt-in, opt-out process on whether you're going to follow the traffic laws, well, that can have some dire consequences. Over the last couple of months, I've noticed more and more people choosing not to follow the rules of the road. I drive the 101 corridor to work every day from McKinleyville to CR, and more times than not, I feel like I'm taking part in a NASCAR race. Hey, I admit it, I drive over the speed limit on highways. I usually drive 7 to 10 miles over the speed limit. And yes, I'm breaking the law. But there is that unwritten rule where it's okay to go 7 miles over the speed limit on a highway. Well, at least, that's what we've all heard. Now, I'm constantly amazed by how old I feel when I'm driving. And the reason I'm saying that is that on average, 95% of the traffic is passing me by. And I'm doing 75. And as for the 50 mile per hour zone on the 101 corridor, that's an easy 65 miles per hour for most folks. The consensus seems to be we can just drive however fast we want to. To make matters even more challenging, it's bleeding into other areas of traffic rules, like whether you should stop at a stop sign or stoplight. My car almost got T-boned last month by a double cab F-150 at 7th and I. He blew through the red light and I found myself having to do a maneuver out of a Fast and Furious movie to survive. I aged a bit that day. This opt-in, opt-out mentality on traffic laws seems to be seeping over into even more areas. Folks don't bother to use their turn signals. You just have to figure if there's 4 feet in front of your vehicle, there's a Dodge Dakota that's going to slide his way in. Texting is the norm. See, people are really important, and they're getting really important texts at 8 a.m., and if they don't read them immediately without delay, well, there's going to be hell to pay. And then, of course, there's our friendly neighborhood pet owners with 16 dogs on their lap. Hey, buddy, I'm sorry I rear-ended you, but my dog was giving me a French kiss. Add to all of this the need to dodge tweaker mobiles. You know, the ones driving 20 miles below the speed limit because they think they're going to fall off the planet Earth, and the ones racing off the highway and nearly wrapping themselves around guardrails. Well, anyway, I feel like I have to have my spider sense on at all times just to make it to work and home again. This is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I know we don't all agree on following the traffic laws, but we better reach a new consensus and pretty quick, or just accept at some point it's going to lead to vehicles being crushed by somebody electing to opt out. This is Marty Coelho for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.